Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for This Week in Fun is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
This is This Week in Fun with Sarah Lane and Martin Sargent, episode 46 for Saturday, December 12th, 2009. Have you seen the remote? This episode of This Week in Fun is brought to you by the new voice-activated Sync, featuring hands-free calling, music and podcast search, and turn-by-turn navigation, available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com. Welcome to another exciting edition of This Week in Fun. We're on episode 46, so it's a very special one because I, Sarah Lane, am not anywhere near Martin Sargent. In fact, I'm the farthest away I have ever been from him in the history of the show, which is almost 1 year strong. Martin Sargent, how's San Francisco?
Bonjour, mon ami.
Bonsoir, mon lovely bleu. Bonsoir.
Tu es drunken. Tu es un tippler.
Oui.
How's Paris? You're in Paris. I'm so pissed off at you because you're in Paris and I'm sitting here in old Fogtown still. Although I tweeted out that I was in Paris.
You were in Paris too, by the way. And you said that you were at a Senegali like fruit stand or something. And I actually, you are in Paris somewhere. It's kind of weird that we're not hanging out. The show could be better if we were in the same room. But no, yes, I am in Paris. It has been a really long few days of conferencing, tech conference, which is kind of, you know, half business, half pleasuring on the trip. And
we're doing a lot of pleasuring, I'll bet.
Self-love is a universal language.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la. Flounchies. Yes, in Paris. How about that? Can you believe that I'm here and you're there and like there's a big time difference? I'm 9 hours ahead of you in California, so it's 11:18 p.m. where I am, and it's 2:18 p.m. where you are. And
you know
here
what?
We are having a show like nobody's business.
Je suis pissed off that you're in France right now and I'm here.
Martin, we're having a pretty good time. You know, I was going to lie and be like, kind of hate it.
It's not fair. Like, oh, everyone feels sorry for me. I've got a brain tumor. And I can't even go to work and all this horse.
You're right. I know.
Hey, everyone. A France trip came up. I'm cured. I'm going.
I'm not cured. I was clear for flight. Okay. Two different things.
Yeah, I'll bet you've been high as a kite the whole time you're there, too.
You want to hear a funny story?
Really.
I was actually not going to tell anybody this story, but I'm going to tell you right now just because I want to shut you up. I am so stupid because I take those stupid seizure medications now that I didn't refill my prescription before I left. And my mom had to go through like all these crazy hurdles to FedEx me more of my seizure medication. But France actually doesn't allow medication to be shipped in, like it won't go through customs, even like Tylenol PM. You wouldn't be able to FedEx that to me. So my mom had to lie and say that. She was FedExing me a plastic toy. So I had to go across town yesterday to like the one a plastic toy, which sounds like, you know what it sounds like. And
I know what it sounds like.
I had to go all the way down, across town to one FedEx in this godforsaken city. It's a big city. And I got my drugs. So yeah, you know, I mean, I'm not 100%. I'm going a little nuts. I have gotten lost several times in the last few days. Otherwise, it's been pretty great. I might not come home. So if I never see you again, you know where to find me. Here in this apartment.
Sarah Lane.
Je ne blah blah blah.
So you don't even speak the damn language.
Not a word.
I should be there.
Not a word. I know how to say.
There are some fantastic Senegalese restaurants, by the way. You should go check those out.
Maybe I will. I had some gazpacho soup today, which is like such a weird French thing. But it was good, but different than as I remember.
So have you even Spanish. Been, you're supposed to be there at a conference, a tech conference. Have you even been to the conference? That's what I wanted to
know. Yes, the conference is called Le Web. It's already over. It finished yesterday. And yes, I went. And yeah, I met many people.
To a cocktail party that was probably affiliated
with it. And I got, no, we threw a party. And I got lots of business cards. And I have many leather-bound books because of it. So, yes, I actually am working. Networking. You have to do it overseas. It's a great, great thing. I've discovered it. So, how is San Francisco really? I heard it's freezing cold and raining and everybody's bitching about that nonstop on my Twitter stream. Is it really that bad? Because Paris is lovely.
It's bad.
How bad?
Really bad. It's really bad. Okay. But you and I did. I went up north. I spent some time on the Rocky Coast.
Well, that's
in the
right.
North.
You've got my car. How's my car?
Car's fine.
Good. All right. So
we
tell me more
down
about
a road
your
that
little
we
romantic
to drive
trip from. Because you guys are all getting married and bleh.
I opened up a bottle. I had a bottle of Dom Perignon.
Did you finally crack that open?
I finally opened this damn thing. I've had this bottle of Dom Perignon. Paul Block got me this, executive producer of Unscrewed, when Unscrewed premiered. And this is how he says, save this for a special occasion. That's how miserable my life has been. This was like 10 years ago that I got this thing. Nothing good enough to open up this bottle of champagne has happened in 10 years.
Oh, well, now it has. I mean, what's better than getting engaged? I mean, the only like better thing than that is, I guess, your wedding day. And then when you have your first child. Ugh, oh, God. I can't believe you're growing up and leaving me behind. So disgusting. I hate both of you.
Whatever you did first.
Yeah, it turned out really well, actually. Best of luck, you two.
Help me! Help me!
You did this to yourself.
Hey, I know. I'm glad that people are tuning into the show. It's a special show, not only because you're in France, but I'm here in Old Fog Town, the Paris of the West Coast, I like to call it. But the show is different than a lot of shows
Paris
here
or something.
On, you watch and listen to on the Twit Network.
In what way?
Well, it's good. Different? First of all, it's good.
Well.
Whereas the other shows are just dead boring. Have you tried to listen to these things?
Well, you know what it is? It's about garbage tech stuff. That's why.
It's just all all the time.
After a while, there's a lot of diminishing returns, let's just say. You know, when Steve Gibson says, hey guys, I'm Steve Gibson. I want to talk about security today. You go, oh my God, now it's time for my nap because, you know, we're secure, right? You get to a certain point, you're secure.
I'm secure, Steve. I've been listening to the show for like 4 million episodes. I think my computer is pretty locked down by now.
We got you, Steve. We're secure.
Yeah, I'm going to be more careful. I'm going to check for spyware, Steve, okay? Shields up. All these other shows, I swear to God, everyone is the same thing. It's like Groundhog Day. We got to do the repartitioning. And the updating of the kernels and I don't know what else. The defragging.
Leo's got those funny teeth he puts in when he tries to give people computer advice. He's the tech guy. And you're like, wow, look, it's Leo again with that beautiful radio voice. And he's so smart and he doesn't sleep and he knows about everything. You know, I mean, gun, head, right?
He's gross.
Disgusting.
Leo Laporte is gross.
Nauseous right now.
Speaking of Steve Gibson, I did a little thing. I grew a little mustache that I called the Gibson.
Oh, God, Martin.
In honor of Steve Gibson. Colleen, if you're listening to the pre-show, this is the picture. This is what Molly came upstairs, and this is how I appeared this morning, and she started crying. I sent the photo to Colleen.
I don't blame the poor woman. Are we looking at it? I can't see program.
We're looking at it.
So I saw this picture earlier. Here, let me pull it up on my Gmail just so I can like kind of feel what you're feeling. I don't want to look at it again, though, because it's so awful. I mean, why would you do this? Why would you do this to yourself or to your future wife?
I was going to do the whole show, But
I wish you would have, but it would have been lost on me. That kind of stuff.
I'm gonna base an entire new IPTV show on this guy that you just revealed there. And he's going to be talking to this other guy that I know who will probably be played by Jay Speedon. And it's going to be.
Oh, yeah. You guys, boy, the two of you can really rock out a show.
You could just riff.
So you guys, you'll be like crazy sex offender mustache dude and he'll be Gator.
We'll talk about
and
it.
It'll be like nothing I've ever seen before.
So
I'm just jealous.
Are you going to the Civil War reenactment thing this weekend?
I've been to one of those, and it was pretty fun. Not gonna lie.
But
not gonna lie,
you,
they totally stay in character the whole time, even between battles.
I'm wearing in honor of you, a shirt made by French Connection.
There you go. It's FCUK, where it looks like the F word, but not.
Clever, exactly.
I wonder when they're gonna drop that campaign. It's stupid. French Connection, good brand. In fact, I was wearing a French Connection shirt just the other night when I danced on a table in Paris.
Do you have a lap dance?
No, it was not that kind of dance. It was just a, hey, Sarah's drunk. Watch this, everybody. And there was a lot of hooting and hollering. And then in the morning, I felt really embarrassed. It's nothing really that I'm doing much differently from home. It's just that I don't understand anyone here.
So you've been enjoying a lot of baguettes.
Oh my God, the baguettes. I've eaten wheels of cheese. the cheese on the, so much cheese. There's like this gross cheese on the table. It's been like out there for so long right now. So it's kind of grossing me out. But and I have to say that, you know, they always say, French people, you know, the women are so beautiful. And that's true. And it's annoying. And they put themselves together really well. But the men are, for the most part, all prettier than me. So I joke about living here, but I actually really wouldn't want to because I would just, I don't know, lose self-esteem or something. It's a country of beautiful people. I don't know what's going on. Inbreeding or something.
Great. Do you how many Frenchmen have you hooked up with?
I don't know how to count. Have you ever heard?
Quatre, cinq, sept, huit, neuf.
Dix.
Right on.
That's right. Yeah. No, come on. I don't hook up with strangers in foreign lands. Are you kidding me?
Right.
That's not that. Come on. All kidding aside, I'm. How do you say en anglais, virgin?
Yeah.
That's me. By the way, we're like really close to a hospital. I don't know if you heard that. There's ambulances that go by a lot. And they got this really cool, very Jason Bourne kind of thing going on. Good. It's better than the ambulances at home if you enjoy listening to ambulances, which is kind of morbid, but.
Why don't you should probably go over after the show and maybe get a shot of penicillin for whatever you picked up over there.
I am not doing anything terrible. I may or may not have embarrassed myself in San Francisco before I left. But again, all par for the course.
All right, let's get Twiffy with it.
Yeah, let's get Twiffy with it.
Do a couple news stories because we've just been talking about garbage.
It's freaking 11:30 at night, and I haven't even said anything.
You're drunk.
Except,
Did you hear about the? did you hear the one? Let's go over to China for a while.
Let's go to China. Here we come.
This is a suspicious story. This is a story that I'm not sure that I buy what the journalist is trying to tell me here. Actually, I think the journalist has probably got it right. I'm not sure that his source is credible, though. It's another one of these stories where somebody gets something stuck up their ass and has to go to the hospital to get it extracted. Oh. You know, and you always have to wonder.
You're talking literally, not like he's got a stick up his ass, he's real uptight. You're talking literally something is lodged up inside someone's cavity.
Literally.
Oh, that is
a piece
different.
Of tech, okay. As a matter of fact.
A piece of tech?
A piece of tech.
Like a server? We already did that on Tech Show years
a
ago.
A Linux box.
Motherboard. It's in my butt. What happened?
No. For reals. A Chinese student, he showed up at the hospital complaining that his ass hurt. And
but he didn't know. He didn't give a reason.
They lay him on the examining table, and they're like, "Well, there's a little bit of blood. What did this kid get into? You know, probably seen this a few times." And then they tell him to turn over on the examining table there.
Yeah.
And the television in the examining room, the channel changes when they tell him to turn over. So now, what do you think?
Remote control.
Yes.
He had a remote control on his butt,
there's the x-ray. You can't see it. Look how deep it is. It's like all the way up, like in his spine.
God, I can't see it. I'm cringing just thinking about it.
It's unbelievable.
Wait a second. Wait. Okay, so what's wrong with him? Was he embarrassed? He didn't want to tell anybody what happened, or did he really not know?
This is what happened to him. Apparently, he was a college student. This is the claim, okay? So he's a college student, and he got pissed drunk. He got pissed drunk, much like you did last night. This could have happened to you. And
thank
his
God
flatmates...
Because I woke up in a stranger's flat.
Right. His flatmates go in, and they're also drunk, apparently. They take the remote control, and they jam it up his ass. Deeply.
I mean, how can you be so drunk that doesn't wake
drunk,
you up?
He's so drunk, guys. I don't know if I've ever been this drunk.
You gotta be dead not to know that, right? Somebody violates that area, I'm awake. I am 100% up. Or so I would think. I'm just guessing. How would I know that? But, you know, you get, you know, right? So he wakes up, or he claims, this is his story, he wakes up, he's uncomfortable, but he doesn't know why. Goes to the hospital, they admit him, kind of trying to figure out what's wrong, and he's starting to change the channels because it's one of those universal remotes that changes channels of any TV or near.
Got it.
This is what I'm supposed to believe?
This is the story.
I don't buy
it. This is what I'm saying, that I think this is suspicious.
I think that he might have, you know, people...
I think so, too.
In college, there's a lot of experimentation, right? We've all been there, except for some of you who might be watching the show who are not in college yet. And I don't even really think you should be watching the show if that's the case. But there's a lot of experimentation that goes on. During your early 20s, you're trying to figure yourself out. Your parents are away.
Experiment. This is on the level of the Manhattan Project. This isn't experimentation. This is serious.
How big was the remote? Because remotes can be like little, or they can be like really
huge.
You know, like an Apple TV remote, not that big.
I've got
a Comcast remote is like this big.
I would say that pleasure wise, I'd have to go the TiVo remote. See, it's got sort of that kind of beveled.
You know what? Yeah. We're not talking about this. Once things go into anal share territory, I'm out. Because I can't contribute to this conversation.
For a beginner, I would say that the Roku box remote is a good size.
Then, if if you're in college and maybe you've got a night off or whatever, you know, you're done with finals, you may want to. But be warned, you could end up in a hospital and you might be changing their channel.
I'm sorry, let's move on. Let's stay in China.
All right,
let's stay in China. Let's go on to another story. It's like China is the new Florida. What's going on with these crazy Chinese?
That's saying a lot. You know, you realize that Florida is the center for everything weird in the whole universe.
32-year-old man in Florida, he just signed a legal document with his wife that says that she can only beat him once a week.
Because she was beating him more than that other person?
Lots more than that.
What?
It becomes problematic because she's been studying kung fu since girlhood. She'd beat the...
Oh, so she's a badass.
Badass.
Wait a second. So a man married this woman, Chinese couple, which is, you know, Congratulations. And they got married. She's like a kung fu master. He's either not one at all or not as good as her. And she's been hurting him. And very so he badly. Was like, listen, I know this is part of your life and like part of your, you know, yeah. this is, I'm very into this. But you're going to have to ease up and I don't trust you. Like, we can't just shake on it. So we got to write up a contract because I don't want you to beat the shit out of me. Oops, sorry. SH. Beat the SH out of me more than once a week. Did she sign it?
Yes.
Oh, well, it's love.
She That's said, love. Now that we have a contract, I will force myself to drop the use of force, except for once a week.
How bad do you think it gets that one day a week?
Bad.
Like, I mean, how bad, though? Like,
bad.
I mean, karate chop, like, well, kung fu, karate different, but... I mean, but like, how bad? I mean, is she breaking his arm?
Yes.
Is it sexual? I mean, what? Contracts? The lawyer, like, observe this?
Let's just say, I think there's remote controls involved.
Well, then I think that they're in for a lifetime of happiness.
They seem to be happy.
Well, hey, listen. Some people do prenups. Other people figure out how to keep the wife at bay.
The 6 days out of the week. The husband never wants to lose an argument, so he always ends up with, quote, bruises and scars all over.
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of sounds like they're keeping the fire alive, you know? I mean, some I don't know if I have a problem with this story.
No, I guess it's not all that weird, okay. Actually.
A little biting, scratching, a little ha.
Yeah. Let's go to the Ukraine.
Let's do it.
Go to the Ukraine.
Here we go. Former
Ukrainian
Soviet Union.
Chemistry student was killed in the northern city of Konotop when a piece of chewing gum exploded in his mouth. That's kind of curious.
Now, this kind of reminds me of like those urban myths where they used to say, like, if you like drank Coke and ate Pop Rocks at the same time, your stomach would explode.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, except his parents walked into his room and found that he had half a head. So
he died?
Yes. His head exploded.
Back up. Let's take a step back. Time out, folks. So it was chewing gum or it was dynamite in his mouth?
Chewing gum.
What? Where? How?
I mean,
what?
A Big Red's a little spicy for me, but
I love the Big Red. Easily my favorite gum.
Really?
Don't want it to explode my head, though. What happened? Was he sabotaged? Is this like what they talk about when they talk about like...
Here's what happened. He was a chemistry student.
Okay.
For some reason... And this is the sort of unexplained part. For some reason, when he chewed gum, he enjoyed dipping his sticks of gum into citric acid. Maybe it like made the taste last longer. You know, citric acid is a common ingredient.
It's in a lot of stuff.
Things like juicy fruit and gum.
Yeah, right. Or Emergency,
so,
I think.
So, you know, maybe it, you know, made the flavor a little bit more.
But then he died.
A little bit more of a flavor burst.
Mm-hmm. I love this. I love the burst of citrus flavor. I'm not going to...
it's good. Unfortunately, he's a chemistry student, so he had this citric acid in a beaker or whatever, and a very similar-looking explosive substance sitting next to it on the table. He got them confused, dipped the gum in the very explosive substance,
that
put
is
it
the
in
most
mouth,
rookie move, dude.
Down
you
on
got
it.
Your beakers screwed up and you killed yourself. Scientists can be so dense, you know? I mean, label your beakers. That should be the name of the show, by the way.
The Absent-Minded Professor.
Twit 46. Label your beakers.
Yeah.
Or your head will explode and you will perish. And your parents will find you and they're gonna say, you know what? Our son was not a good scientist, after all. That's really sad.
Do you get a 4-0 if your roommate's head blows up from chewing gum?
Do you get a 4-0?
You know the thing, if your roommate commits suicide, you get a 4-0.
No. Is that true?
Yeah.
Stop. That's it at American colleges or at Cornell University where you
This is something you always used to hear.
Commit suicide.
So I had a friend whose roommate committed suicide. I don't think he got a 4.0. I'll have to ask him.
Dead man.
But this isn't quite suicide. It's stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid. You know what? You're just being stupid. And you thought it was citric acid because you wanted to enhance your Big Red Gum flavor, and you drank the explosive, and now your roommate gets a 4.0, which is kind of rad. But, I mean, obviously the repercussions are really... I don't know what to think about this. I don't. Weird chemistry student. He wasn't sleeping enough or something. Or maybe he was drinking like meth or I don't know. It just seems like a really weird mistake to me. I don't know. Is there liquid meth?
I don't know.
Because maybe like,
I don't know anything like, about like, the meth is like the, I don't know anything about that stuff.
No.
Nothing. I know what I've seen on Intervention.
Intervention, people do some pretty stupid things. So I would like to say, instead of saying he was just stupid and should have been labeling his stuff, maybe he was sleep deprived and there is a don't do drugs lesson to be learned from the Ukraine. So thank you, Ukraine. This has been a wonderful public service announcement. I think that we all can wake up tomorrow a little wiser. By the way, this is what... insanity looks and sounds like 100%.
You?
Kind of weird that I'm on the internet right now. I feel like for my own safety, I should just log off.
It's not going very well, is it?
I mean, I'm having a good time. You let me know. You're my friend.
It's not going well, Sarah. It's going quite poorly. Episode 46 is not going to win a podcast award. Hey, did we ever win a podcast award?
I don't know. I don't even know who those people are anyway.
No idea. I think they decide tomorrow. We all kept forgetting to ask you guys to vote for us.
Vote for us. If you can. Some podcast awards.
Have you been smoking any weed over there? It's mostly hash over there.
So, no, I have not. But yes, I have heard about the hash. Okay. I come from Sebastopol, California, which is no stranger to the marijuana movement. Okay. We'll just put that out there. Anyone from Sebastopol would tell you the same thing. However, hash, I'm not really familiar. Like, I don't even really know what it is. Is it like resin? Is that what hash is? Because wouldn't you have to burn a bunch of pot in order to make the resin?
Not necessarily resin, but it's, you know.
Well, anyway, no, I have not been smoking the hash in the France?
You're in France? I forgot.
Am I? How did I get here?
I only bring this up, I don't believe you, first of all, but I only bring this up because, actually, this occurred in England. A British prisoner. This is a great story. I love this story. A British prisoner convinced the guards in the prison he was in that the marijuana plants he was growing in his jail cell were tomato plants.
What?
They even allowed
him
to
decorate. What kind of a hydroponics thing has he rigged in there?
He decorated one of his pot plants as a Christmas tree.
Do they have like security guards in this prison that like walk by the cells on a regular basis?
hire retarded adults to guard these prisoners. What's going on here?
Wait a second. A guy has a marijuana plant growing in his cell that is big enough so that he can hang Christmas lights from it.
Yeah. He had several.
And
the plants were so big, quote, you could see the plants from the grounds. As the cell looks onto the education department and communal outsider, everyone could see him. They're on show for the world to see. The guy was in jail for 8 years for dealing drugs.
I mean, gotta give this man a hand in a way. You know what? So first of all, what kind of jail is this? Because you either have a lot of natural light or you've rigged up quite a bit of like sprinkler grow light type of action going on.
That's a really good point. This is England, not the sunniest place in the world, right?
Right. And I mean, I have seen, actually know somebody who runs like a, it's like a hydroponic store. Know where they sell these things for people who, you know, and it's complicated. I mean, you can't just be like, I want to grow a pot plant. I'll water it every day.
No,
I mean,
they have these massive stores. There's one I passed one when I was coming back from after driving through Boonville. There was this huge. It's called Mendocino Hydroponics, right there.
Cloverdale or something.
Cloverdale. Yeah. Huge.
Oh yeah.
Huge store. I mean, this is a serious business. Well, so I don't know where this guy got his.
Well, he is, he's a bit of a scientist, quite honestly. He's learning how stuff works. Good for him. But he got caught. He got caught because he wanted to decorate it. He got greedy. That's what happened. He goes, I love my pot plant. I'm feeling Christmassy. Not a Jew. And decided to decorate the tree.
He's a Muslim, actually. He was a Muslim.
He was what? Now this is now you're just being silly. Really?
Well, he's got a Muslim name. I mean, Mohammed. Mm. His name Mohammed. Mohammed Jallo.
Not the most Christian name. Maybe he just likes the Santa part of it. But he goes, you know, I want to decorate my tree, and that's when the red flag was raised for the prison officials. Wait a second. What are you doing with trees in your cell? Well, too
smoking
bad.
Trees. He could have.
Was he smoking, or do you think he was selling it, or could have been doing anything? Maybe he just likes the look of a marijuana plant. They're kind of cute, you know, real kind of fingery looking.
They smell. They're very nice. Aromatic.
Yes, they have the sort of furry ish.
Got those red sticky hairs.
Sometimes skunky a little, if you like that sort of thing.
Crystals.
My God. My flatmates are going insane in the other room, by the way.
Why? What's going on?
I don't know.
Show the girls dancing.
They're not dancing anymore. They're just chilling. Do you hear that?
I did. I can't believe I'm here and you're in a Parisian apartment with a bunch of girls drinking and doing drugs.
I'm not doing any drugs. I may be having a small bit of cheap wine. Come on, Paris.
How cheap is wine there, right? Drugs. Insane.
Pretty cheap. And it's good. And it's good. Better than Reno's liquor, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, man. We were there again last night.
Well, I mean, that's what you got. That's
you're
your local store.
You're in bodega. Paris, and we're going to Reno's Liquor. It's just not fair.
Well, you know what, though? Now that I think about it, I'm like, it's Friday night.
This is so sad. It's Friday night, and you're sitting here doing this show. It's like midnight on a Friday night. Why don't you go somewhere?
That's because, number one, I'm very committed to you and our quality
you're
program.
Super hungover.
Number two,
that's the only reason you're doing
way
this show.
Too hungover to leave. Way too hungover to leave the house. Not going to happen. I went out today already.
What time are you going out at night? Because you say that you're out until like 6 in the morning. What time do you typically... Are you going out tonight?
No. Oh, no. No, I've reached my threshold. If I went out tonight, I would pee on myself. You know, I mean, it's just like... really just wouldn't happen. Can't happen. It might happen, but I'm... saying right now, I'd like it very much not to happen. But the problem is that, you know, you get over here, you jet lagged, you're confused, you drink coffee, that's not really working, you know, and it's like, you just want to dull the pain. And so we've just been sleeping all day and staying out all night because it's kind of how our internal clocks are going. And it's very weird. I'll tell you, like, I'll get up at 2 p.m. or so, you know, and I get on Twitter and it's like, none of my friends are talking because you guys are all sleeping. And I just kind of, you know, watch the clock. And then once like 8:30 a.m. rolls around, like people start going to work and they start talking. It's very interesting to watch the whole Twitterverse, the ebb and flow of online activity because it really quiets down during, you know, what would be my morning hours and even my early afternoon hours. Totally. Tech. That's tech.
That is so tech.
It's so tech. Steve Gibson would be proud.
I guarantee you're going out tonight. A little bit of housekeeping. Am I picking you up from the airport? What time are you getting in?
Well, first, okay, so I'm getting in at like...
Listen to this.
I know. Is anyone even in the chat room? I'm not even in the chat room today. I'm sorry, IRC.
Yeah, it's full. It's full. We can talk about this later.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, God, you just reminded me of like social commitments I don't want to do, like picking people up from the airport. I'm supposed to go to damn Heather Frank's birthday party tonight.
Oh, you're going to have a lovely time. I love that bar. Come on.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm going to that bar. It's going to be packed.
I know, on a Friday with peanut shells all over the floor.
Oh,
best of luck. Sorry.
So, Sarah, do they have Ford vehicles driving around over there in France?
No, they have like Citroëns or Peugeots, or they have a lot of French cars.
Sucks to be French.
They don't have a lot of Fords. Yeah, no, sure does, especially when there's something called Ford Sync flying around.
Exactly my point, Sarah.
Anyway.
This thing is amazing. Have you managed to play with the Ford Sync yet?
Well, I know a lot about the Ford Sync because of what you've told me. For example, you keep calling me from your car.
You know what?
Saying, I'm not even, hands-free.
It's like, I don't even know if the verb should be calling anymore, because it's like, I'm syncing you because it's like a whole new, it's a whole new action that I'm doing because I'm not using my hands. It's all hands-free calling. Not only that, when I'm not talking to you. No, I just say, it's totally hands-free. I said, call Sarah. And then I can also change my music. I can listen to us on the podcast. I say, play This Week in Fun, and it'll play it. And I'm not going to get lost while I'm doing all these things because there's turn-by-turn navigation. And I just feel so sorry for those freaky French people because it's only on the Ford, the Lincoln, and the Mercury vehicles, all the fine Ford products.
I'll tell you what.
How do they live French like that over there, Sarah, without
a
Ford
thing? It's disgusting. They don't know what they're missing. You know, they do this whole thing in France where they're like, we've got all this history, you know, we've got history, we've got culture, everything's so old. But you know what? Something like the Ford Sync sure would be nice in one of the Citroëns or the Peugeots that I see driving around.
Swear to God.
Because these people don't know what the heck they're doing.
Driving
the hands-free
people?
Thing hasn't caught on yet. Everyone is, you know, they're practically getting into accidents every 5 seconds. Not only is it convenient and safe, but it's smart. And it makes you seem like a badass and like you're living in the future.
Exactly.
And I had my suspicions all along,
but this just proves that French people are gross. If you don't want to be gross.
Sometimes they smell.
So if you want to learn more about what we're talking about and how you can not be gross, go to SyncMyRidePodcast.com. That's where all the details are.
So that's Sync, Martin, like, just so I know, SYNC, My Ride Podcast, all one word, .com.
Like my favorite boy band, NSYNC, SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Loves it. SyncMyRidePodcast.com. I'm going to go there. Listen, the Ford Sync is pretty cool. Maybe I should make... See, I don't leave here till Monday. Maybe I should make it my mission to get the Frenchies into the 21st century with a Ford Sync. I've got a couple days left, and I can be pretty persuasive.
You work on France. I'll take the America.
Sounds good, Marty.
Okay.
SyncMyRidePodcast.com. More information.
Let's play Tweet Beat.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Tweet Beat.
Hey, everyone, it's time to play a game the whole internet's buzzing about called Tweet Beat. Sarah, let me explain to you how we play the game.
Okay. How do you play?
I'm going to read. I'm going to say grunt. Three words or phrases which sound to the ears similar. All you have to do is tell me which of those words or phrases has been tweeted the most times on Twitter over the past 24
that seems
hours.
Fair.
Or the parts of the game, which has the loudest tweet beat? Do you understand?
I think so. I wish I had an example that would probably help me understand a little bit better.
I don't have one for you.
You don't?
Let me come
Dude,
up with
I was writing your script for you. Jeez.
Which has a louder tweet beat? Ben Bernanke or Sarah Lane is skanky?
Ben Bernanke, because no one would ever say that about me.
Wrong! Actually, Sarah Lane is skanky has been tweeted about 4,000 times in the past 24 hours. Oddly enough, mostly in French.
Matter with you.
All right. What are we going to play for?
Well, I'd love to say we play for drinks, but unfortunately, I'm in Paris and you're in Old Fog Town at Reno's Liquors. So, I don't know. I can't believe you're like, hey, what time are you getting home from the airport? What's your flight number? Let's figure this out.
Probably don't want to divulge that information to you.
I don't like know when I'm getting home.
Like anyone show up at the airport so you could see me picking you up. Let's play for drinks after, if in fact I do pick you up at 2 o'clock, Virgin flight number.
If only I was flying Virgin. And, but no. Yes. How about drinks upon my return? How does
good.
That
that's
sound to you?
One. That's great.
Then it's settled.
Okay, which has a louder tweet beat? You ready for the first challenge?
I'm ready.
Treasury czar or open bar? Treasury czar or open bar? I got to think you haven't looked at a newspaper or any news sites all week.
I can't read anything here. Sure, the internet's still in English,
the internet's
but come
all in
on.
French over there.
No, it's true. When you're in France, they won't let you read anything except in French. They change everything. Google is all in French. There's no way I would know if it's Treasury Czar or Open Bar. So let's talk it through. Treasury Czar, probably some Treasury Czar somewhere that did something. Open Bar, always a good time. Especially during the holidays, spelled with a Z-E. Because there's a lot of open bars and there's a lot of Christmas parties and stuff like that. Oh, by the way, you're missing the Dig Christmas party tonight. They're having a big to-do at...
Was invited.
Well, I shouldn't say where. Yeah, I know.
Were you?
No, I don't work there. Why would I be at a Dig party? My God, Hail things thunder. Are being broken in the next room. Okay. Treasury Czar or open bar? I just don't feel like there. I don't feel like I've ever really seen a tweet that's like, woohoo, open bar tonight. I just don't. Even though this is the season, 'tis the season for open bars, or at least drink tickets, I feel like it's Treasury Czar. And I love the word czar. It's just one of the weirdest words ever. So I'm going to have to go with Treasury Czar final answer.
It's interesting. It is, I suppose, a good guess because the Treasury Czar did just put a cap on how much companies that got bailouts, such as GM, GMAC, Citigroup, could make $500,000. So that was sort of a big news story. Your reasoning behind the open bar seems to me solid, though. It seems to me a lot of people might be tweeting out about an open bar this time of year.
Yes. Open bars are something that I do not take lightly. I mean, I take a lot of advantage of them. So it's, I feel that I am a bit of an open bar connoisseur. You know, maybe not the biggest, but you know, I can talk the talk.
Sure.
I still think it's Treasury Czar though, because I think that you are trying to play alcohol mind tricks on me. So Treasury Czar, final answer. nothing else to discuss. My God, these people.
They are. Is that your final answer? Judges, you are incorrect.
Oh, you couldn't think of how to say it in French.
It is.
It was very anticlimactic.
Incorrectable. Incorrectable.
Incorrect. Blah, blah, blah.
Treasuries are 147. Well, that really bar 957. Wasn't even close.
How many treasuries are?
147, open bar 957. I performed these metrics at around noon today.
I'm losing my head. You should have told me that. That would totally have helped. Open bar 900s. What? Yeah.
Open bar is nice.
Well,
you ready for your next challenge?
Color me impressed. Yes.
Which has a louder tweet beat? French fries or Nobel Peace Prize? French fries or Nobel Peace Prize? Talk it through.
Okay. French fries, beloved by many.
Aren't they delicious?
You guys. There is nudity in this house. That's all I'm going to say.
Turn the camera.
I can't. They're trying to break me and it's not going to work. Okay. Again, dedication.
Don't any of these people want to say hi to me? They're all my friends.
Yeah, they do. They do actually. They're watching this like on like a 2 second delay. It's ridiculous.
Oh, they are. I'm so embarrassed.
I know. Well, you should be. I mean, look at the show that we put together. So French fries, beloved by many. I don't personally like French fries. I don't know why. I just don't know what my problem is, but I'm not a French fry fan.
Freedom fries.
And I actually had French fries in France just the other day. But it's not like a French thing, obviously. Ha ha ha. But, so French fries just, see, the thing is though, I'm not sure about a lot of other countries, but I know in the US, oftentimes, especially if you're being casual on Twitter, you'd say fries. People know you mean French fries if you say fries, right? Burger and fries. I don't know that you would say like burger and French fries. It's a little like, okay, state in the obvious. Or Nobel Peace Prize. That's kind of like old news, right? Nobel Peace Prize was a hot topic several weeks ago, if not more, because people were like,
I don't know.
Yeah. You know what? I think Tweetbeat, I think you like this game because it makes me look stupid. Whether or not I win, I always look stupid. Every week we play it, and every week I am reminded that I should read more.
You're ignorant.
French fries. I am. French fries or Nobel Peace Prize? I'm going with my gut, my sour, alcohol-ridden gut on this one. And I'm going to... I don't know. I'm going to go with French fries. I'm in France. What are you going to do? French fries.
Final answer?
Is it my final answer? You're laughing at me as if you're mocking me. So that's why I'm kind of like, you know, I mean, I'd love to not just completely be just, you know, like, it's like shoot me in the face. Maybe it isn't my final answer. Maybe. Stop that. See?
I'm not saying I was laughing at something Molly just did. Actually.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, as if she ever does anything.
You guys
humorous.
Are so in love. It's so cute. Nobel Peace Prize or French fries. You know what? What I said at first was people don't say French fries that often. They say fries and you know what they mean. Nobel Peace Prize. Final.
Really?
Put that in your pipe and smoke it with your hash.
All right. I want to know which one of you people, Melody. I know it was you, Melody. who actually keeps up on what's going in the world, I think, told Sarah to change her answer.
Was it you, Travis? They've stopped paying attention to me. They're going being nude somewhere.
Judges! Okay, you're correct now that you changed it because I laughed at you. Oh, Barack Obama accepted the Nobel Peace Prize yesterday.
Oh, congratulations to him. Obama, you're the man.
It's big news.
I know. Listen, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Like tens of thousands of people have tweeted Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, you know what? None of my friends talk about things like that. They talk about
862 talked about
private betas of companies with credit cards where you're supposed to social network. I don't know. You know what? My world is very weird. Okay. Sometimes I don't know what's going on because I'm all, you know, interested in tech. So I still am 1-2 and I'm in the game.
All right.
Let's do this.
Final challenge. Yeah. Can't wait to see Avatar. Ugh. Or Treasury Czar.
Oh, come on. You can't use the same search term twice. What the hell?
I'm fixing it up a little bit.
Crazy psychological warfare is this? I am a broken woman.
I knew you'd like that. Because you weren't even paying attention when I explained.
I was sort of. Treasury Czar or what was it? Open Bar? No.
I can't wait to see Avatar.
Ugh. Okay, so.
Which, by the way, I will not go to see.
I'm not paying for that movie. Fern Gully in Space. Just saying.
That's very funny because I was just thinking of the movie Fern Gully yesterday.
I'm not the first person who said that, so I won't take credit, but that's what it looks like to me. Just kidding. Everybody works so hard on Avatar. I'm sure it's going to be a big opening. I've never seen Fern Gully. I know what it is.
Never seen the adult film version?
No. What's it called? Yeah.
I can't really say.
Hey, don't.
But I bet you can think of it.
Fern. Like burn?
Fern is the same word.
Fern. Gully. What rhymes with gully? I don't want to do this right now. I don't want to think about porn right now. For once in my life, I want to think about something other than porn. Can't wait to see Avatar or Treasury Czar. Is it I can't wait to see Avatar or can't wait to see Avatar?
Can't wait to see Avatar.
I reluctantly, begrudgingly choose Avatar because a lot of people really are talking about this. So that's what I choose. Avatar. Do I win?
Final. Judges, you are incorrect. Blah, blah.
Boo.
Only 58 people apparently want to see Avatar.
Oh, well, look at that.
Or can't wait to see it. Actually got an amazing review of The Hollywood Reporter.
Chris Gore, who does DVD reviews, who I used to work with down in L.A., said, great visuals, mediocre story. Like, you know what the story is from
dumb.
The trailer.
Nothing.
But you know what? That was Titanic, too. You know? Biggest movie ever. James Cameron. Bleh. Hollywood. I don't know. I mean, I'll see it. I say I won't, but I will. I mean, if it has the most amazing 3D effects ever, that's probably something I'm interested in, just to see. Fern Gully in Space. One ticket, please. $11. Well, I lose then. Awesome. Glad I called in.
Wasted your Friday night in Paris. Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for watching, for listening. Sarah, what a pleasure.
Wasn't it, though?
It was terrible.